Okay, we have 10 minutes to do. We're going to do an introduction now to Seder Kachim. Introduction to Seder Kachim. The first thing we have to know about Seder Kachim is it's about Kavanos, it's about holy things, and it all takes place, with a slight exception regarding the Parah Aduma, everything takes place on the Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis is divided, the Beit HaMikdash, it's divided into five sections. Five sections. On the first page, you have a picture of the Har HaBayis. Not joined to scale, it's a square. The Har HaBayis is not a square, it's more of a rectangle. But they made it into a square in this picture. Now, see the it has five entrances. Two of them are on the south. You see the picture on the left, those are the Chulda gates. They're still there today, they're just closed up. There are five gates. Anybody was allowed to enter the Har HaBayis, especially in this empty space, which today is where the Silver Dome is. Anybody can enter there except for the following people: a Zav, a Zava, or a Yoledet. Anyone can enter there except for those three people. Okay? Now, as far as I know, men cannot be a Yoledet, and they can't be a Zava. The only thing they could possibly be is a Zav. Is that why nobody goes into the Makom HaMikdash? It's clearly not anything but that area. That's the only thing I can think of. Because we're a suffix and we're a zav. A tamei mate is allowed to go here. A tamei mate is allowed to go here. Midirabanan, they made a gdira. You see where it says soreg? See where it says soreg and chale? Those were fences. One's a soreg, one's a fence. It's like a lattice fence. And then a chale was another fence. Those fences were put there. That separated the Har HaBayis, they were put there as a warning that if you're Tamei Mate, or if you're a non-Jew, that's as far as you can go. Okay? Which is why Vashuai said that the Yevanim made 13 breaches where? In the Soreg, or in the Chale. Why? To minimize the difference between Jews and Goyim. That's different than you. You have your thing, we have our thing. They made 13 breaches, connected to 13 animam, and connected to 13, right, ikrim, not different than you. That's the spot where they made the breaches. Why? Because that's where goyim can't enter. Also, tamei meit can't enter. Okay? So we're all tamei meit. That is no shaila about. For tamei meit, it's recurring. For tamei meit, to be in the Har HaBayis. Where does that begin? That begins at the Soreg or at the Chel. It could be that the machlokes, where exactly the Soreg and the Chel were, they weren't in the Silver Dome. There's no question about that. They weren't by those two entrances. Where they began, it's a Shiloh. Right? They here draw right around the actual Azara. I don't know about that. Okay. What? She doesn't bring it herself. She sent someone. She can't go on. Right. Fine. Number two is the next page, which is called the Ezras Nashim. It's called the Ezras Nashim because it's the last place that a woman was allowed to go. Women were not allowed to go past this place unless they were bringing a carpet. Just stomp to go into the next Azara, just stomp to see the scenery, they were not allowed to go unless they were bringing a carpet. By the way, Melech Yehoshaphat made Gzeira that a Tful Yom cannot enter here either. Tzukanas Rabbanan, that's Tful Yom. This, what? No, in here, they can't go in here. Every Jew is allowed to go to the Ezras Nashim except for Tful Yom. Now, of course, Azav and Azava and Yoledes can't go here either. Neither can a Tamei Meis, right? Neither can a Goy. But everybody else can. Okay. The next one, what each room does, I'm not going to go into that. We could spend 2 hours on that. What was in each room here? Right? This is the area where that Simcha Beis HaShoeva. There was a second floor where the women used to hang out. Okay. The next one is the main one. That's called the Azara. Right? Now, you see the round, those circular stairs where it says number 21? Those were the stairs and going into there with the Shar Nicanor. Once you went in there, there was 11, you see it says Ezras Yisrael, number 19. There were 11 Amos. There were 11 Amos in there. Any male can be there. Any male was allowed to be in those 11 Amos. That was called the Azara. It's only 11 Amos long. Then you see that bar there. That was the Duchen. That was a platform where the Levians sang each morning. Beyond that platform was what's called the Ezras Kahanim. Any Kohen was allowed to be there, and any Yisrael was allowed to be there for carbon-related things. Shechita, smicha, whatever they wanted, that they were allowed to be there. Just stam again to go take a tour, they were not allowed to be there. Okay? Only 11 amos, 11 amos deep. It was long, the length of the temple. Right, right. And then after that, there was another 11 amos till you hit the mizbeach. That's another 11 amos till you hit the mizbeach. That, right? Okay? Now, beyond that area, on the right side, you see those hooks. That's where they see the animals for the kabanos. Right, the mizbeach was the main center of the temple. That's called the Ezras Kahanim. This is Ezras Kahanim. It says right there in the picture. This is called the Beit HaMikdash. I don't know the name for that. The area after that was called, it was called between the mizbeach and the ulam. The ulam is the actual building. And only Kahanim were allowed to be there if they're wearing their bavadim. That's they're more holy. And then you have the Beit HaMikdash Shetel. Number four is the mizbeach. Number four is the mizbeach area. That's where all the action took place. And number five is the korbanah. Number five is the Beit HaMikdash Shetel. Okay, that's the building itself, which had the menorah, the ketores, the mizbeach, the shulchan, and inside the kodesh kodashim was the aron hakodesh. Next, korbanos. There was a bunch of different categories of korbanos. Kodshei kodshim had ola, chatos, asham, public shlamim, and minchas. We're not going to discuss minchas today at all. They have their own mitzvahs. All kodshei kodshim were either entirely burned or only eaten by male kahanim at the ground of the Beit HaMikdash. Kodshim kalim were shlamim, toda, meiser, bechor, petah. They were eaten by any Jew, except for bechor, which can only be eaten by kahanim, and they were eaten in Yerushalayim for 2 days and one night in between. So if you bring it on a Monday, you can eat it Monday night, and Tuesday. The exceptions were the Karban Pesach, which can only be eaten at the Seder, and a Toda, which could only be eaten that day and that night, not the next day. Okay? Next, there are the various Karbanos that took place. Karban Tamid, twice a day. Musaf, on Yontif Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh. Olas Re'iyah, a special ola you brought when you came to the Beit HaMikdash on a Yontif. Shlalmei Chagiga, a Korban Chagiga which you brought when you came on a Yontif. Shalmei Simcha, another Korban that you brought when you came on a Yontif. These are all brought on Yom Tovim. And the two goats of Yom Kippur. Then there were a lot of assorted Korbanos. A Nazir brought Korbanos. A Metzora brought Korbanos. All these types of assorted Korbanos. Now, Chasas is Kodshei Kodshim, yes. No, only male kahanim. Some kodshei kodshim, nobody ate, not even kahanim. Like an olam, nobody ate that. But they burnt it, exactly. Now, the requirements for karbanos. Smicha, putting your hands on the carbon. Not every carbon had that. Not every carbon had smicha. But many did. Shechita, and by a bird it was called malika. Kabbalat adam. Zrika. Zrika, three things. Sometimes the blood was poured onto the yisod of the mizbeach. Sometimes it was sprinkled, and sometimes it was put with your finger. They just put it. They didn't sprinkle it, they put it. Different things, depending on all the karbanos. See how complicated all this is. The leftover blood... What? No. The Rambam says, it's a very controversial Rambam, the reason why the karbanos were given was to remove the pagan tendencies of Pharisees. Everybody had an etia to be an Avodah Zarah worshiper. So instead of having that taiva, Hashem gave everybody karbanos. Be busy with karbanos. You want the taiva. Be busy with it anyway. That's what the Rambam says. It's fascinating. It's very, very controversial Rambam. He says it to me. Right? Fascinating. What? Why is it controversial? That Hashem gave us a mitzvah because he didn't want us to be pagan? It's a very controversial statement. Right. Well, that's Akasha. How could Yaakov bring the carbon? This is Parsha. Hashem says, I hate carbonos with one stone. Hashem says that. Hashem says that later on. What's such a terrible thing, one stone? It's very, very deep. We're going to do our best. I'm going to do my best. I have the same Kasha as you. Now, leftover blood was poured on the base of the Mizbeach. Some karbanos, either the meat, certain parts of the meat, the whole thing was waved. And every carbon had salt. Not every carbon, many carbons had salt. And some parts of every carbon were burned on the Mizbeach. Okay? Next. Every day, there was a lottery to decide which Kohanim are doing the Avodah. Every day, they had to wash their hands and feet. Every day, there was Trumas HaDeshen, cleaning off the yesterday. Every day was taking out the Deshen. Every day was cleaning out the menorah. Every day was cleaning out the inner Mizbeach, which is where they used to burn the Ketoret. Every day, the Ketoret was burned twice a day, at the same time as the Karban Tamid, when the Tamid was brought. The menorah was lit every afternoon, when the afternoon Tamid was brought. Wine was brought with many karbanos. Levian sang songs, and there was a guarding of the Beis HaMikdash at night, a different kahana. Okay? One more minute. Invalid animals. Any animal with a mum, any animal set aside for idol worship, any animal actually worshipped, a trefa, meaning it can't live for more than 12 months, an animal that was involved in sodomy, an esnan, was given to a zona, a mechir kelev, klayim, any grafted animal, any animal born as a cesarean, any animal that's a tumter or an androgynous, any animal not the right age, and a mother and a son cannot be born on the same day. Last one, other things that are invalid. You know what? We'll leave that. There are other isurim waiting too long to mark of your carbon. You're over about to acher. Pigel is a lav. Pigel is very, very severe, right? Animals that are slaughtered outside the Azara. Kachim slaughtered outside the Beit HaMikdash. All these things, we're going to talk about every single one of them. This is a smattering, right? As you can just see from this intro, how complicated, how involved, how deep it is. So we're all excited about it. I will be here tomorrow to give it. And we're very excited about it. And we will, Mir Hashem, begin Zechut Zvachim Daf Beis tomorrow. Yeah, I tried.